感谢神有这样的机会到贵教会来。
I thank the Lord for this opportunity to be here with you.
因为我们的神活在我们当中。
Because the Lord lives among us.
就像诗歌所说的，他已经复活。
And just like the hymn said, he has revived.
他不只是活在这个我们当中，他活在每一个信他的人的教会当中。
He lived among each and every one of us and lived among our church.
我们将一切尊贵荣耀再次归还于我们的神。
And we have to give all glory to God.
因为他是配得赞美的神。
Because he's worthy of our praise.
我们感谢神有这样的机会再一次到贵教会来，这是第二次。
And I appreciate the opportunity. This is my second time to come to your church.
我所见到的，无论是中文堂、英文堂，都在主里面何为的敬拜，何等的佳美。
And isn't it wonderful that I can worship with you, whether you are from the English congregation or the Chinese congregation?
神已经在这里设立宝座，鉴察也能够喜悦我们的服事敬拜。
And God has established the throne here, and He welcomes our worship and service.
谢谢 Jeff 牧师，还有师母啊，你们还有在座长老弟兄姐妹，在过去的两到三天热情的款待，使我们非常的备受感动。
And Pastor Jeff and his wife and elders and brothers and sisters, you welcome us and really appreciate this.
感谢神，我们的相聚在神的旨意里头并非偶然。
That it is not by chance that we meet in such a situation.
所以弟兄，我愿意在这里一起来分享一段经文。
And brothers and sisters, I'd like to share with you a passage from the Bible.
就是我们刚刚所念到的约书亚记的这一段经文。
And the passage we just read from Joshua.
至于我和我家。
As for me and my household,
我们必定侍奉耶和华。
And we'll serve our Lord.
是的，这一段的经文的场景要回到那3400年前。
And we have to turn back time 3,400 years ago.
那约书亚带领以色列民进入迦南之时，在那事件的地方所宣告的。
And that is the words are being declared in Shechem, and that is after Joshua has led the Israelites.To the Canaan.
如果我们细查的时候，
and when we ponder upon the words,
这段经文是记载在约书亚记24章。
And the passage was recorded in Joshua chapter 24.
24章可以算是约书亚的最后一页。
And you can say that that's the last page of words from Joshua.
请各位弟兄姊妹仔细聆听神的话语。
And please.Pay close attention to the words of God.
110岁的约书亚，他从神那里所领受的要传讲的话语是如何？
And at the age of 110, Joshua has received the words from God, and he's going to convey the words to the people of Israel.
但愿今天的正道对你有生命有影响。
And I hope that the words today is going to make an impact on your life.
好吧，我们再一起来攻读这两节经文。
And let us recite the words again.
中英文都可以。
And you can use whatever language you want.
预备，来。
And let's recite together. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worship.
将你们列祖在那河那边和在埃及地侍奉的神除去，去侍奉耶和华。若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，
But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
所以在那两节的经文当中，道出了我们神的仆人约书亚的心怀。
And from these two verses, it reflects the heart of Joshua, the servant of God.
从神那里领受的教导极其的重要。
And there's such important lessons that received from God.
因为在那里是第一个教导出纯敬畏的心。
And first of all, that you have to have a fearful heart.
因为在这里的经句所显示说，现在你们要敬畏耶和华。
And it's being recorded saying that now fear the Lord.
现在是指的什么时候？
And now, what time is this?
3400年前，约书亚口里所说的那个现在。
The now reflecting the time 3,400 years ago.
但是也是指着现在正在听神话语的现在。
But it's also the present.
现在你们要敬畏耶和华。
And now you have to fear the Lord.
所以当 约书亚口出这言的时候，当时他是在那事件的时候发出这样的一个宣告。
And he made this declaration at that time.
我想带领各位弟兄姊妹看一下事件在哪里。
And he spoke this words as a Shechem.
因为那个原主的亚伯拉罕从伯拉大河一直到这个方块的这个啊这个啊迦南美地这一段路程，我们都知道。
And we all are aware of the story with Abraham crossed the Euphrates River to go to Canaan.
就在进入迦南美地的上方就是世界。
And in that entering Canaan, you have this place called Shechem.
为什么如此重要？
And why is this of such significance?
因为世界是那个他们先祖亚伯拉罕、雅各还有约书亚在那里献祭筑坛的地方。
Because that place is where Abraham and other peoples who have built the altar.
不止如此。
And not only that.
还是神在世界第一次显现于那亚伯拉罕。
And also that was a place that God revealed himself the first time to Abram.
与他立约。
And established covenant.
之后就应许要将一切的福分赐给亚伯拉罕及他的后裔。
And through the covenant to give him the blessings to him and his generations beyond.
对以色列神的选民来说。
And to the chosen people of Israelites.
世界是他们认为的圣地最重要地方之一。
And Shechem is one of the holiest places that they have.
所以当时约书亚就讲传讲这样的话语的时候
And when Joshua was declaring these words,
就把人要再次带回神面前
And they have to bring all these people back to God.
第一个是要带回那人与神正当的关系
And the first is to bring back the proper relationship between man and God.
是什么关系
And what kind of relationship?
是尊敬加敬畏畏惧
And the relationship with reverence and awe.
那就是敬畏。
And with reverence and awe, that is the meaning of having fear.
从心里内心的崇敬尊崇神。
And to worship God from your heart.
还有那个渺小的人看见神伟大的时候那个畏惧那个 fear, 那个 awe.
And the fear that we have that we know that we're so tiny and facing an almighty God.
所以看见的那个人从心里的一个心态外出的表现就是敬畏。
And from this attitude and manifestation, that is fear.
所以这个敬畏是人对神第一个自然的反应。
And that is the first response, natural response that we have when we face God, fear.
当时如此。
And as such,
现在我们敬畏神也岂不是如此吗？
At that time it was such, and so is now.
我看见那美好诗歌的歌声。
And I listened to the wonderful voice of the choir.
从心里与会众一起来歌颂赞美的那个心
and that heart to worship God together with the congregation
那就是敬畏我们的神
and that is the heart of fear
从我们的心开始
and starting from our heart
所以我们要审视我们来到的每一个弟兄姐妹是否有纯敬畏的心
and so we have to ponder for each and every one of us when we come to worship do we have the heart of fear
求神鉴察我们
And may God examine our hearts.
求神带领。
And may God lead us.
事实上，在敬畏当中，就看出他是否有遵从神的话语。
And from fear, we can learn whether they truly follow the words of God.
从以色列民当中，我们可以看到的历史。
And from the history of the Israelites.
当神的子民他没有敬畏神的时候，他就是偏行己路。
And when the Israelites do not follow the words of God, they deviate from His way.
他就犯罪
and then they sin.
如果他有敬畏神的时候，他就行在神的道路当中，没有犯罪。
And when the Israelites feared God, then they walk within the path of God, they would not sin.
我们所熟知的他们民族的英雄，这个摩西跟大卫。
And we know their heroes and their nations, and Moses and David. Sorry.
摩西他似乎要被神称为神的朋友。
And Moses was being called the friend of God.
大卫是合神心意的人。
And David was someone who are work within the words of the Lord.
我们看到旧约历史当中。
And in the Old Testament.
那摩西因为击打磐石没有敬畏神。
And because Moses was using the staff to hit the rock and did not fear God.
圣经经文里面写到耶和华神的话语说什么。
And what did the words of the Bible say?
耶和华对他说,
and the Lord said to Moses,
你没有尊重我,
that you did not respect me, and you did not fear me.
所以他不得已进入那迦南美地, 在那个约旦河旁边, 远远眺望, 他所心目羡慕的迦南美地。
And so Moses was never let to go into Canaan and can only look from afar from Jordan to see the promised land.
大卫王也是如此。
And such as David.
当他在那个太平盛世登上那个皇宫的顶楼的时候,
and when there was peace in Israel and then he was at the rooftop of his castle.
看见一位妇女,
and saw a lady.
动了一念,
and then there was lust.
将她丈夫 能够调到前方,
and then moved her husband to the front line so that he would die.
犯了奸淫罪,
and he committed adultery.
当时他就失去了敬畏耶和华的心,
and that moment he lost the fear to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们,
and brothers and sisters,
我们在此愿意我们的人与此敬畏我们的神心也在这里,
and may we have the heart to fear the Lord.
是的, 正如以赛亚的警戒说,
and the time when it comes to Isaiah,
那子民们用口来称颂我,
and the people are paying lip service to me,
他们的心却远离我,
but their hearts are far from me.
给我一个非常大的震撼,
and this is a great shock to me.
宝座上的真神,
the God on the throne is examining each and everyone's hearts, especially those who are serving him. And may the words that you're paying the lip service is also the same as how your heart feels. Because we need to worship as well as fear our Lord.
如何在这样的情景之下, 我们来操练敬畏呢?
And how can we train ourselves to have this fear of the Lord?
就像诗篇所说的, 敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
And just like the psalm said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
事实上, 敬畏的原文的本意是含着那个从心里的敬拜, 还有正直生活的表现。
And if you look at the original text of the meaning of the word fear, this includes the meaning of worship as well as living an upright life.
英文翻得更好, to honor God in worship and in an upright life.
So that's how it's translated.
Upright. 显示出神正直公义的属性。
And that is one of the quality of God, that he is an upright God.
感谢神,
and we ask God to remind us of this lesson.
除了敬畏之外, 耶稣雅继续带他的子民在这里所看见的是什么的学习呢?
And other than teaching the people the lesson of fear, what else is he teaching the people?
要忠心,
that you have to be faithful.
忠心, 忠心是神很重要的属性。
And that is one quality of God, this important facet of God, faithfulness.
因为耶稣雅记这里这一句里头，他说到诚心实意的侍奉他。
And it's being said, you have to serve him in all faithfulness.
是的, 英文说, serve him with all faithfulness.
And that's the English translation, serve him in all faithfulness.
是, 我要强调的是, 用英文来看这一句的这样的真意, 是 all faithfulness.
It's worthy for us to use the English translation of this phrase because it's saying it's all faithfulness, emphasizing the word all.
什么是all?
So what do you mean by all?
Whole heart.
You do so wholeheartedly.
是你的全身全人, 你所有的一切叫all, 没有保留。
There's nothing is being reserved. Your whole being, your wholeheartedness.
是, 所以我们看见呢, 这个信实是指着什么样的情形?
So what are we referring to, this faithfulness?
是指着我们信实耶和华的属性。
And we're talking about the quality of our Lord.
我们的神何其公义信实。
And how faithful is our Lord himself.
当我们有机会在观察他所造的这个自然景观当中，
And when you observe the nature of this world,
那太阳每一天定时的从那海平面上来。
And like clockwork, the sun rises up from the ocean every day.
这是偶然吗？
And is this by chance?
分秒不差。
It's just like clockwork, it comes up.
它就是升上来。
And it rises up.
事实上地球在转。
But actually, the earth is rotating.
是，所以我们看见了那个啊，太阳是神创造宇宙万物当中一个大能的彰显之一。
And you can see that the rising of the sun is one of the many manifestations of the power of God.
所以神的信实一直在彰显，从小到这样的一个情形，一直到大，一直到他所啊在天象所安排、所设计、所彰显的。
And through the design and through a lot of different situations, God's faithfulness has been manifested.
其实不止如此。
But not only this.
神的信实还远超过这些。
And God's faithfulness is well beyond all this.
我们从创世纪一直查考下来。
And if we study from starting from the book of Genesis,
特别是在以色列民族这一段的历史当中，
especially through the history of the Israelites.
那以色列是神的选民。
And even the Israelites are the chosen people of the Lord.
时常违背神。
But then they rebel against the Lord.
然后被神管教。
And then it was disciplined by God.
转向神。
Then the Israelites turned back to God.
然后再违背神。
And then they rebelled again.
再转向神。
And then returned to God.
然后一直的去循环。
And it's like a cycle going back and forth again.
我们的父神的心如何？
And how's the heart of our Lord?
神信实，他怜悯。
And God is faithful and He has mercy.
因为他与亚伯拉罕立约说，我要使你还有你的后裔成为大国，成为那万民的祝福。
Because He has established the covenant with Abraham so that He can be a blessing for him and for the nations to come.
所以神就以他信实的属性立约与亚伯拉罕，然后坚守带领以色列民族。
And so God established this covenant and also uphold the covenant.
我们看见神是信实的
，and we can see that God is faithful，
是怜悯的
，and He is full of mercy。
是，在此我们就看见完全的信实，所以翻出来是 all faithfulness， 就是完全的信实。
And so that's why it's a good translation for the English version saying that we should serve Him with all faithfulness。
所以是完全的在神面前将我们一切的献上，我们的忠心的一个。表象
and that is a reflection that we wholeheartedly being faithful to serve Him.
愿神再次提醒帮助我们
and may God continue to remind us and teach us.
我们是否也忠诚信实来服侍我们的神
Are we ourselves serving Him in all faithfulness?
我们是否也对待我们属灵我们的神所给我们的产业儿女们也是如此有好的榜样
And are we also setting a good example to the inheritance of children that is given to us by God?
这是我们的提醒。
And that is a reminder for us.
除了忠心之外，还有除偶像。
And other than faithfulness, there's also another lesson is to throw away the gods.
在经文里头，这里讲到将你们列祖在大河那边和在埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉耶和华。
And it says, throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord.
我们再回到这张图的时候，我们看见了那大河是指的伯拉大河。
And we go back to the map, and the river they're referring to is the river Euphrates.
所以那列祖先祖们大河那边那侍奉别的神。
And then and their ancestors were worshipping other gods.
所以那个以色列民他们最早的被称呼希伯来人是因为他们从大河越过了大河到迦南地叫做希伯来
And the Israelites were called the Hebrews when they first crossed the river Euphrates
所以到迦南神的美地定居下来
And then they settled in Canaan
所以在这个地方约书亚知道以色列百姓他们与那个偶像敬拜的文化切切相关。
And Joshua fully understood that the Israelites were fully, their culture is fully entwined of worshipping the false gods.
大河那边的偶像敬拜。
And the worshiping the gods beyond the river Euphrates.
还有摩西在这个埃及地带领他们要到迦南的时候，在埃及为奴的敬拜。
And then also they were worshiping the gods in Egypt when they were enslaved.
我们再细细再来看这样的一个敬拜的一个崇拜，在神耶和华的心是如何的感受。
And you can feel how God feel about these kind of worship to the other gods.
我们所熟知的，在这个法老王要使摩西带领以色列出埃及，神借着他行了十灾。
And then you will recall that when God was leading the people outside out of Egypt, God had ten plagues for the land of Egypt.
好好查考经文。
And then if you study the Bible closely,
十节当中有五节。
And then among the ten plagues, five of them,
都说到什么？
And they were what did they say?
耶和华神说：“容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。”
And it was being said that let my people go so that they may worship me.
弟兄姐妹们，你可以也 feel 到体会到我们神的心肠。
And you can search and feel the heart of our Lord.
容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。
And then the Lord was saying, allow my people to go so that they can worship me.
他说五次之多。
And he said that, repeated it five times.
所以最后法老王因第十灾的缘故，杀长子，让以色列民出了埃及。
And because of the plagues of the killing of firstborn, the Pharaoh let the people leave, the Egyptians.
不仅如此，主耶和华神还说道。
Not only this, but the Lord also say,
我要将我的百姓和你的百姓，他对法老说，你的百姓要分别出来。
And the Lord said, I will make a distinction between my people and your people.
我们的神 care 我们。
Our Lord care about us.
Care 我们。要将那罪恶权势与我光明所在的神拣选的百姓要分别出来。
And God wants to draw a distinction of the people and separating them from the good and the evil.
当时如何？
At that time, it was as such.
现今也是如此。
But it's also the same at the present time.
我们是否已经领受救恩的人，是不是被神再次分别出来？
And those of us who have been saved, have we been separated?
我们要分别为圣，要归属于神。
That we have to belong to God, to be sanctified, to be separated.
愿神继续感动我们。
May God continue to move us.
因为在那个地所说的时候，他们人这些。以色列的大概200万百姓已经进到迦南。
Because when the words which Joshua was professing, at that time there were around 2 million Israelites already settled in Canaan.
他们所踏之地是神应许之地，是新地。
And the place that they were at Canaan, the word itself means the new land.
新地是什么 ？New land, the new land.
And the new land, the meaning of the word Canaan.
所以神期盼说，领受新地的人，你们是不是有一个新生命的样式？英文叫做 the new pattern of life.
But then, as they move to the new land in Canaan, do they really have a new pattern of life to complement that?
那个新生命是不是被已经转变了？能够领受我给你们承受为宝的地，叫做迦南美地。
And have your hearts been changed? Have you have a new pattern of life so that you receive the blessings of the new land of Canaan?
请各位弟兄姊妹。好好反省，跟我一样，这样的一个过程是你我生命当中信仰重要的过程。
And then, along with me, I hope you will reflect about this process.
我们岂不是在那个加这个埃及黑暗之地被神宝血所赎出来，然后分别为圣，进入那个迦南美地，是不是
？Aren't we just like the Israelites that have been led by God to escape Egypt to come to this promised land?
若是如此，你我的生命的样式如何
？And then, as such, we should reflect. Have our lifestyle and pattern of life been reflecting this?
求神帮助我们，我们有那个新生命的样式。
And we ask the Lord to help us to have this new pattern of life.
因为我们要荣耀神，分别出来归属于他。
Because we have to glorify God and to belong to Him.
这是对以色列来民来讲是一个极大的一个挑战。
And that is a great challenge for the Israelites.
因为他们常崇拜那偶像。
Because they were worshiping the other gods.
所以新地预表的那属世物质的追求。
And the new land also represents the aspirations, the seeking of the possessions.
那个新生命力量是指着我们跟神重新建立那美好的关系。
But then the new life also reflects that the new relationship that we seek to be with God.
我们是否如这一段所说要除偶像？
And like the passage, are we throwing away the gods?
我们要在神面前回归于他。
That we have to turn back to God.
所以这个宗教家 这个加尔文他说到一句话。
And so the theologian Calvin once said,
他说人心是制造偶像的机器。
That our heart is the machine to create the idols.
弟兄姐妹们,
and brothers and sisters,
你我的心是不是正在制造偶像？
Are our hearts creating new idols right now?
偶像的定义是什么？
And what is the definition of idols?
偶像的定义是除了遵从我们神之外， 其他人事地物取代神地位的就是偶像。
God is the highest, and anything that replaces that position, those are the idols.
我有很正当的理由追寻我博士学位，我可以赚钱养家糊口。
And I have great reasons, and it's noble for me to seek a PhD, so that I can make a good living and take care of my wife and family.
这都是正当的理由。
And those are good reasons and noble reasons.
我们的心如果是以追求这些超越了我们的神，遵从神， 那就是也是偶像。
But then if we seek this, your PhD, more than we seek God, then the seeking of this degree is an idol for you.
所以保罗在这一段经文里头， 好吧，我们一起来攻读，中英文都可以， 预备来。
And let's recite the verse together.
所以弟兄们， I urge you, 我们神慈悲劝， 将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是阿门。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然。保罗在这里要提醒的是什么？And
to serve in such a way that is proper. So what is Joshua trying to say?
我们的侍奉，
our service,
是要看到我们这个人是归属于神，还是归属于神之外的偶像。
And that is to say that are you serving the Lord or serving something else?
所以我们这个人可以完全来奉献于真神，还是奉献于真神之外的偶像？
So are we offering ourselves to the true Lord or something other than the Lord?
所以我们要分别为圣出来。
And that we need the separation, the sanctification.
在这里就不得不谈到除偶像。
And at this time we have to talk about throwing away the idols.
神继续用他的话语来带领，使我们了解到当时如何，现今的时代我们也如何。
And God's words also remind us that at that time it was such, but also the same at the present time.
因为当时的这个以色列民所在的那个崇拜偶像的文化，还有那样的环境当中。
Because at that time, when the Israelites were in a culture of worshiping the other gods,
3,400年以前一直经历到现在。
And that was 3,400 years ago and until now.
我们现今的时代不也是如此吗？
But isn't it the same that at this age we are also worshipping all the other idols?
我们有后现代主义。
And we've got postmodernism.
我们有相对主义。
The relativism.
我们有那个同性婚姻合法化。
And then we have the same-sex marriage legalization.
我们还有吸食大麻还可以合法化。
And then we can also legalize, so taking marijuana.
其实比当时还要更严重。
And we are at the stage that probably you were worse than what the Israelites were worshipping the other gods.
弟兄姐妹们，我们是分别为圣出来神的子民。
And we are the people who have been sanctified and separated.
我们如何看待这事？
And how should we look at this generation?
如何坚持这样的一个真理？
And how can we stand firm in the truth?
以下有两张照片，我想 分享给各位弟兄姊妹。
I'd like to share with you two slides.
第一张照片是这个女士叫 Mrs. Mathis.
And the first picture is a lady named Mrs. Maris.
为什么提到她？
And why do we mention her?
她拥有一栋房子。
And she owned one building.
那个房子已经盖了100年。
And the house is 100 years old.
在她的名下，她拥有超过50年。
And the building was under her name for about 50 years.
因为父母传给她。
Because the building, the house was actually given to her by her parents.
这位女士已经过世了。
And this lady has passed away.
当她再世，这个将过世之前是这样子。
And before he departed, it was, the situation was like this.
这个房子在西雅图。
And this, the house she owned was in Seattle.
Okay, 有建商要收买这个房子。
And there are the real estate developers want to buy her house.
她说 no.
And but she said no.
因为我要纪念我的父母。
Because I want to use this house as a way to remember my parents.
建商就没有办法。
And the real estate developers could not get around of that.
结果那个房子是成为如此。
And so this is how it looked like now.
你看到那个彩色的气球是迪士尼在拍电影的时候做宣传用的。
And the balloons were set up by Disney when they were promoting a movie.
那个它被封为现今世代最坚持的女士。
And people were saying that she is the person who could suit her ground the firmest.
你看到这个属世的洪流，好像那个这个被建造出来那个现代的这个建筑一样。
And you can see the strong tide of our time. It's like the buildings surrounding it, all the tall buildings.
好像要把它吞灭一样。
As if it's going to swallow up the whole building.
200万，他要收买 ，say no。
And they were saying that I'll pay you $2 million to buy your house, but she refused.
她坚持原则。
She stood firm in the principle.
我不晓得这是不是合乎经济效益哈。
I don't know whether it makes sense economically.
Maybe 我把它卖掉了。
Maybe we should sell it.
但是
，But
基督徒的我们如何学习这个功课
？How Christians can learn from this lesson?
你如何看待这事
？And how do you see this?
为真理的缘故。你我是否能够站立得住
？And for truth, are we willing and able to stand firm?
这是一个很好的提醒。
And that is a very good reminder for us.
当约书亚他继续传讲到最后二十四章这个地方，他说到：“至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。”
And as Joshua continued in chapter 24, he mentioned that as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
忠心，而且除偶像。
To be faithful and then to throw away the gods.
还有敬畏。
And to have the fear of the Lord.
然后我们看到这一节。
And then we looked at this verse.
我们好不好再一起中英文都可以念一次。
And let's recite this verse together.
若是你们以侍奉耶和华为荣，今日就可以选择
所要侍奉的。Whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we'll serve the Lord.
请问各位弟兄姊妹，约书亚怎么来说这句话？
And brothers and sisters, how did Joshua phrase these words?
约书亚是他们民族的这个领袖。
And Joshua was the leader of the tribes.
他有一个那个严父的心
，and he is the heart of the father，
有慈母的爱
，and the love of a mother，
要挽回
，and to try to rescue，
他有很好的辩才
，and he is very good with his words，
然后来说服他们
，and try to convince them，
但是最后他说了这句话
，but then he mentioned these words and lastly，
他怎么说
？and what did he say？
我不晓得各位如何领受
，I don't know how you receive these words。
但是我的领受是这样子。
But that is how I interpret this.
我所说的话都说了。
And whatever I have to say, I have said it already.
你们要怎么，你们就去吧。
And no matter what you want to do, you can do it.
但是。
But.
至于我和我家。
As for me and my household.
我们必定侍奉耶和华。
We will surely serve our Lord.
Period.
Period.
你是否可以 feel 到耶稣亚他的心在跳动说这句话？
And can you feel the heartbeat of Joshua when he was professing these words?
他不是软软的说。
He did not say this softly.
让你们决定。
And you can determine by yourself.
心里向神祈求，他说愿他们回转。
And he's praying in his heart to the Lord that the people would return and would repent.
但是我耶稣亚，我全然的归在了神面前，至于我和我家，必定侍奉耶和华。
Me and my household, I will turn to the Lord and serve Him.
弟兄姐妹们，我们是否有这样的勇气
？Do we have this courage?
我们是否有这样的宣告？
And do we have this declaration?
我们是否在这样的一个世代的洪流当中？
And do we have in this age of this tide around us?
你愿不愿意成为神的见证人？
And are you willing to be a witness of the
Lord? 你愿不愿意也在这样的一个时机，还有神所选立的时候，你为他来做见证？
And are you willing to be a witness of God in the right time and place?
这是不容易的。
And that's not easy.
这是勇敢的宣告。
And this is a declaration with courage.
我深受感动。
And I was deeply moved.
所以这个约书亚在这里说到这句话的时候，他已经要被神接走离开世界了。
And as Joshua was professing these words, he was almost at the time when he was going to be received by the Lord.
相对于摩西在生命记三十二章，也是三十二章，就是生命记最后一章的时候，也是如此来警告他以色列民。
And there's a parallel with Moses in Deuteronomy, also the last chapter in chapter 30. And also Moses is warning the Israelites.
民族的伟人。
And to these heroes of the tribe of Israel,
同样有对神那个忠诚信实的这样的侍奉。
And they both serve faithfully,
传讲神的话语。
And also to serve with their words,
还有对他所带领的以色列民族那个民族的大爱。
And then they also have the love for the Israelites.
谢谢神给我们如此宝贵的恩典。
And we thank the Lord for giving us such precious words.
我们在这样的环境当中，我们可以学习什么？
And in our age, what can we learn?
我们可以学习，我们不随波逐流。
That we do not follow the trends of this world.
这是我在修神学课程老师所给予的一个重要的提醒。
And this is a reminder when I was studying theology. One of my teachers gave me this lesson and reminder.
他说：“现今世代的基督徒们。”
And the Christians of today.
包含他自己。
Including himself,
他说最大的危机是什么？
And what is the danger for the present day's Christians?
The passive drift.
And the danger is the passive drift.
在属世的洪流当中，
And the tides of our age.
我们好像乘坐在一个小的独木舟上面，
And we're like riding on a small canoe.
然后我们就慢慢的被洪流 shift.
And then we just drifted along.
不是我愿意的。
And that is not something that I like to do.
但是他并没有努力的用手滑、用桨滑，甚至装一个马达，赶快离开吧。
Because he did not use his hands to try to move away or set up an engine to move against the tide.
我们有很好的借口，是吗？
And we have a lot of excuses.
求神提醒我们不随波逐流。
And may God help us that we will not just follow the trends of this world.
坚持我们真理。
That we hold fast and stand firm in the truth.
单单为着我们的神。
And only for our Lord.
如何在我们的所在的家庭里头能够建立这个家庭祭坛是极其重要的。
And it is also important to establish a family altar.
是借着那带领全家都能够信主。
And so that the whole household can be saved.
然后跟神有美好的生命关系的建立。
And also establish a real and living relationship with our Lord.
然后以至于我们在神面前能够全家侍奉。
And so that the whole family can serve the Lord together.
这是家庭祭坛是有根基、有次序可以寻得的。
And that is something the family altar has a foundation and the steps that we can work towards.
所以我们是否看见了？
And have we seen the lesson?
我们是否看见我们有那个责任建立一个属灵敬虔后裔的家庭？
And do we see the responsibilities that we have to establish this whole the family altar and to educate our descendants?
说到如此，我们要提到一个人。
And we have to talk about one person when we come to this.
这个人对我们华人基督徒非常重要。
And that's very important to Chinese Christians.
是在是我们所熟知的戴德森弟兄。
And that's a picture of our that we may be familiar with is Hudson Taylor.
他在22岁年轻的时候。
And there's a picture taken when he was 22 years old.
他有美好的这个一表人才，还有这么好的一个成就。
And he was a successful person and he was a good-looking guy.
然后他决然毅然22岁就进入中国，一宣教超过50年。
But then at the age of 22, he decided and entered China and served in China for 50 years.
我很好奇。
And I was curious.
为什么22岁 这么年轻的这样的一个弟兄，他就有这样的心志。
And why a person of such young age at 22 that he has this determination to serve the Lord?
我就查考。
And then I was investigating.
我赫然发现。
And then I discovered.
1776年。
In 1776.
他的曾祖父戴雅各。
And his great-grandfather, James Taylor.
接受了当时约翰卫斯理的一篇讲章。
And then,
宣教。
Then he heard the lesson from John Wesley.
那天的讲题是什么？
And what was John Wesley preaching about on that day?
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
And John Wesley was preaching that as for me and my household, we'll serve the Lord.
戴德森的曾祖父，他不止觉志，他也把它放在心里头。至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
So the Hudson Taylor's great-grandfather not only listened to the sermon, but also put those words in his heart of me and my household will be serving the Lord.
所以我们真知道属灵的后裔、近前的后裔是有传承的。
So we know that all these spiritual descendants have accomplishments.
早在这个戴德森之前的世代，
so、
已经开始了。
So Hudson Taylor, four generations ahead of him, has already started this process.
所以从这个戴德森之后五代到下个礼拜要在各位当中的这个代际中。
And then from Hudson Taylor, five generations later, the great-grandson, Jamie Taylor is going to be here next week.
你们每一个人都不能错过。
And every one of you should come. You cannot miss this opportunity.
他在那个下礼拜的时间就站在这里。
And next week, Jamie Taylor is going to be standing here.
哇！
哇！
哇！你们有机会跟历史当中所记载的这个属灵近前后裔的后代一起经历这一段交集。
And you can experience this experience for someone who is of this spiritual journey and has worshipped God in all the faithfulness.
但是我在德州。
But I'll be in Texas at that time.
我很羡慕。
And I'm envious of you.
我很嫉妒。
I'm almost jealous of you.
所以我看到这一位将来来的代际中这个他的后代。
And I also looked into the descendants of Jamie Taylor.
我再看一下。
And when I looked into it,
他有三个儿女。
And Jamie Taylor himself has three kids.
他的名字叫做陈渊。
And that's the Chinese name of Jamie Taylor's son.
陈书。
And the second kid, that's the name of the second kid.
陈雅。
And the third kid's Chinese name.
What did you find?
And from those Chinese names, can you figure something that is unusual?
袁书雅。
If you pick the names, the Chinese names from his three children, it's actually Yeshua, and that's the Chinese name of Joshua.
真的被受感动。
And I'm deeply moved.
他再一次的反映出九代之前那个戴雅各，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华，是出于哪里？约书亚。
And that is a reflection of how he treasured the lesson that his forefathers 9 generations ago, that the lesson he took, that me and my household, and that is a lesson coming from the book of Joshua.
求神帮助我们好好预备心，与这样的一个机会，神所赐予的机会，我们好好把握。
And we ask the Lord to prepare our hearts that we would take this opportunity to treasure this opportunity.
我们的反省与学习是什么？
And when we reflect upon this.
我想以一张图片作为今天的结束。
And I'd like to use this slide as a conclusion.
摄影家在德国的艾尔德河照了这一张照片。
And this picture is taken in one of the rivers in Germany.
当我看到的时候，哇！
When I look
这个鹅爸爸、鹅妈妈带着一群群的小鹅。
And when I was looking at this picture, it's like the goose papa and goose mama leading a whole group of kids.
1, 2, 3, 我数了大概25只。
When I counted, there's about 25 geese.
所以我给他一个 comment.
And then I made a comment.
是这个啊、家教良好。
They've got good family discipline.
还有这个啊、这个长幼有序。
And then they have an order respecting the elders.
所以在这里我们看见的是什么？
So what are we looking at?
我们看见的是这一群有组织的鸭啊，他们在那里这个行走。
And then we see this group of goose or dogs that they have organization, they're moving along.
不止如此。
But not only this.
我在看一个重要的真理。
But then there's a truth that we can learn from this.
这一只是爸爸还是这一只是爸爸？
So which one is the dad?
Yes, 我很有兴趣。
And it was very interesting, so I was trying to find out.
我赶快 Google 一下。
And I Googled.
然后我很兴奋。
And I was very excited.
哇，这一只是爸爸。
The one at the front is the dad.
因为他说那个真相啊，那个嘴巴还有脖子比较高、啊、然后这个长相是雄性的。
So you can tell from the beaks and the neck that you can tell that the one at the front is actually the father.
所以
，So，
在座的弟兄们
，and all the brothers among us，
你们有福了。
That you are
当然包含姐妹，但是这里告诉我们的是
，also the sisters，
then, 是什么？是神创造那奥秘的伟大。
But that's the amazing things created by God.
爸爸，你带领你的全家。
And the goose papa is leading the family.
弟兄姐妹们，包含我在内，成为父亲的。
And including me as a father.
我们的责任在哪里？
And what is our responsibility?
我们愿意好好带领我们的家。
That we are willing to lead our family.
能够有那个神所赐的，特别是弟兄们是 fatherhood。父权，还有父亲的身份，还有资格。
And then we have to emphasize the fatherhood, that the authority of the father, and the identity and the qualification of the father.
最好的学习就是我们的父神，他已经设立那美好的榜样。
And the best model that we can have is the father that we have in heaven.
我们学习那 fatherhood.
And we can learn the lesson of fatherhood from our Lord.
成为儿女们的父亲。你的 fatherhood 在哪里？
And where is your fatherhood, brothers?
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
纯敬畏。
That we have the fear in the heart.
带领全家忠心。
And to lead the whole family to be faithful.
我们除去一切偶像。
And that we throw away all the gods.
以至于我们能说，我们一起来攻读。
And so that we can all say together.
As for me and my household,
we will serve the Lord.
盼望这不只是一个宣告。
And may this not only be a declaration,
从你的内心发出来。
But it's something from deep inside your heart.
就付出行动。
And to take actions.
愿神祝福。
May God bless us.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上父神，我们感谢你。
And following heaven.
我们再次在此领受你的恩典。
And as we receive your precious words,
谢谢你借着当时所给以色列民的警告。
And we thank you for the warning you gave to the Israelites.
求神你将这话语深印我们的心。
And may you imprint these words inside our hearts.
以至于我们能够宣告。
So that we can declare.
至于我和我家。
As for me and my household.
我们必定侍奉耶和华。
We will serve the Lord.
奉耶稣基督得胜的圣名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.